Sherlock Holmes Never Dies. Collection 10 Short Stories by Craig Stephen Copland. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. The Singular Tragedy of the Atkinson Brothers at Trincomalee. What though the spicy breezes blow soft o'er Ceylon's isle, though every prospect pleases, and only man is vile? The words of the missionary hymn I had sung as a schoolboy in chapel came to my mind as I stood on the deck of the steamer Redoland, anchored just off the port of Colombo. They were to prove singularly prescient. Under the more usual circumstances, the experience of looking up into the star-studded sky whilst feeling the warm, moist, tropical breezes caress one's face is a sensuous joy. Yet on that night, more than 20 years ago now, I had a profound sense of foreboding. "Are those the lights of Colombo Port?" I said to my friend Sherlock Holmes as he stood beside me. "Yes," he replied. "The tugs will pull us into the wharf at first light. We will meet the Governor and the Inspector General of Police this afternoon." Here I must digress for a moment for the benefit of my readers. In one of my first stories of the adventures of Sherlock Holmes, A Scandal in Bohemia, I deliberately allowed readers to conclude that I have not been present alongside Sherlock Holmes when he cleared up the singular tragedy of the Atkinson brothers at Trincomalee. In truth, I did accompany him on that adventure, but refrained from having an account of it published. Our world today is different from that of 1887. With the passing of our beloved Queen, we have also witnessed the fading of a world in which civility and gentility reigned supreme. So, with some regrets, I have accepted that the unseemly subject matter of the account you are about to read has become commonplace. Those of you who have so faithfully followed the exploits of Sherlock Holmes are entitled to know the previously undisclosed events that took place in the fall of 1887 in the far-off colony of Ceylon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?